With that being said, today I'm really excited because we have somebody who is going to bring an incredible word from God. She is no stranger to our church. During the time of our online ministry, only where we were only online, some of you all who have been following us for a while, part of our church, you may recognize her and saw just like the word that God gave her and how just it blessed our church tremendously. And so this is her first time being here in person. And so today we are excited to have Reverend Dr. Janelle Whitfield Riddick from St. Mark Missionary Baptist Church. Man, come on. And Dr. Janelle, Dr. J, we call her Janelle because she is family to us. Many of you all know her husband, Pastor Dwight Sherrod Riddick II. He is the pastor. They both pastored the St. Mark Missionary Baptist Church in Portsmouth, Virginia, not too far from here. They have been so influential in Ariel and I's life. They are family to us. Our kids call them Uncle Rod and Aunt Nell all the time, and they have two beautiful children, Dee and Jazz. But just more than anything else, they are phenomenal people. Like, I'm talking about, like, they genuinely love God, love one another. They love doing ministry, man. And I'm telling you, like, our lives are what they are because of them. So can we bless God for Dr. J as she comes forth today to bring God's word? Come on, let's all stand to our feet. Give it a big welcome.
Come on, can we bless the Lord? I know you've been honoring him and worshiping him. Can we just open up our mouths and say, Lord, we give you glory, honor, and praise. Thank you for how you've already met us in this place. And now speak to our hearts. Come on, can you just lay hands on yourself and say, speak to me, Lord. Come on, that's not being selfish, right? Speak to me, Lord. You know what I came for. You know what I need. You know what I'm going through. And so I come to honor you. And I pray that you'll speak to me, Lord. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. We greet you today with Jesus' joy. It is my sincere honor and privilege. And so first and foremost, of course, I give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Listen, I don't know everything, but one thing I do know is that without him, I am nothing. But with him, I can indeed do all things. So I'm quite clear on that. And so I give God glory, honor, and praise on today. I do believe also that good leadership is a direct gift from God. Can you join me in honoring God and blessing God for your lead pastor on today, Pastor Edwin, for Lady Ariel, for your entire exec team? Amen. 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 We bless God for Pastor Edwin. We bless God for Lady Ariel. But you all have a tremendous team that does ministry. So for your entire pastoral team, amen, all of your leaders, this worship and arts ministry, we just thank God because we know that it takes all of us operating in our gifts to make ministry go forward. And so we celebrate the entire team, the Bridge family, those on site and online. It is our honor. And certainly I do bring you greetings and love from my husband and my pastor, the Reverend Dr. Dwight Sherrod Riddick II, who sends his love. And just be brief. I could go on and on, but we're excited and we're so godly excited and godly proud of the great work that God is doing here at the Bridge through your pastors, through your leaders. And we're excited. We are praying for y'all. We may not see you all the time, but we're constantly praying and asking that God would do what only God could do here with you all. And so you all have a very special place in our hearts. And so we celebrate what God is doing here. Anybody ready for the word? Let's go. Let's go. I thank you for your freedom and worship. Amen. That just makes the preaching moment a little easier. Amen. Amen. As our hearts are open and ready. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, we honor you. We bless you. We exalt you. And we thank you for meeting us today in this place. We thank you for every song that has been sung. We thank you for every prayer that has been lifted out loud or from our hearts. We thank you for your son or your daughter who pressed their way today, not sure what they were looking for, not sure why they came, but for some reason, oh God, in your infinite wisdom, you ordered their steps to be here, and we say thank you. now that we're here, oh God, speak to our hearts. Penetrate, Lord God, to our spirits, that we would leave this place the better for having been in your presence. And so even now, Lord God, I avail myself to you to be used anew and afresh. I thank you for the anointing that makes preaching and teaching easy, oh God. I pray that these not be just mere words, but a direct download from you, for these your beloved. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my rock, and my redeemer. It's in Jesus' holy and precious name that we pray. Amen. 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 We honor God and we bless God once again on today. I want you to join me in Numbers chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13. I'm going to lift up a couple verses in your hearing on today. We're going to begin at verse 26 and conclude at verse 30. And I will encourage you to read that entire chapter. Before our time together today, I would just like us to look at Numbers 13, beginning at verse 26 and concluding at verse 30. Amen. And whatever translation you have is good. Amen. Just read it. Amen. Amen. Numbers chapter 13. And we thank you if you're able to stand as just we honor the reading of the word of God. Reads this way. They came back to Moses and Aaron and the whole Israelite community at Kadesh in the desert of Paran. There they reported to them and the whole assembly and showed them the fruit of the land. They gave Moses this account. We went into the land which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey. Here is its fruit. But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites live in Negev, the Hittites, Jebusites, and Amorites live in the hill country, and the Canaanites live near the sea along the Jordan. Verse 30, then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, we should go up and take possession. Sounds like dominating to me. We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Just want to use just for a centering thought today. Less faith forward. Less faith forward. Now, I don't know. I love the diversity in the congregation and age differences. But if I can just date myself for a little while, you're going to hear it come up in a moment. I know that we currently live in the world of DVRs, DirecTV, satellite, Fire Sticks, Netflix. Some of us may have forgotten those technological novelties, though, that we had in yesteryear that got us to this point. I don't know how many of you even remember or know what the antique of a Walkman or cassette recorder really looked like. You know, the Walkman, a cassette tape recorder, it didn't have a whole lot, but there were some key functions that they all had on them. You had a record button, you had a play button, you had a pause button, you had a stop button, you had a rewind button, and you had a fast forward. Oh, there's a couple in my generation who remember. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. And it's interesting because those functions were limited, but you knew we were able to do what we needed to do. If you really enjoyed a certain part, you could rewind, and you knew when you were rewinding because it was a distinctive sound. And you could get right back. Now, you couldn't quite exactly get, because it wasn't all this numbers and stuff that we got now, and you could tell it exactly where to go. But you could get into the ballpark of where you were trying to go if you wanted to rewind to your favorite part. If you needed to go grab a snack or take a call real quick, you could push pause, because you don't want to stop the whole thing. You wanted to be able to pick up. You won't go be gone too long. You just needed to pause. If there was a part that you didn't particularly like, or you wanted to hurry up and get to your favorite part, you could fast forward. Fast forward was something that people like to do, particularly those of us who aren't quite patient. We could skip some of the parts we didn't really care for. And if the truth be told, in the midst of all that we're going through in our world right now, many of you who gathered together with us today on site and virtually, if the truth be told, if you could temporarily remove your halo, you would say, Rev, if you could look at my life right now, I wish I could fast forward. Some of us would have said, look, I wish we could have fast forward through this last 2 years of the pandemic. I wish we could have fast forwarded through some of the hurt, some of the pain, some of the frustration. I wish I could have fast through some of those hurtful moments and seasons of my life. I wish I could have hit fast forward when that friend became a foe. I wish I could have hit fast forward during those moments where I just looked up to heaven and said, what in the world is going on? Has anybody ever had a what in the world moment? I mean, you know God, you love God, you trust God, but every now and then you're like, I'm trying to do this thing, Lord, but what in the world is going on? And so we would love to fast forward, and I wish I could provide that function for you, but it's not on our spiritual Walkman today. I can't offer you the ability to fast forward, but I've come today for the people who are ready to faith forward. I can't fast forward, but I can faith forward, believing that he who has begun a good work in me is going to continue it until the day of Christ Jesus. Listen, I cannot fast forward, but I can faith forward, believing that no weapon that is formed against us is going to prosper. I can't fast forward, but I can faith forward, knowing that he's gone before me to make every crooked place straight. I can't fast forward, but I can faith forward, trusting that weeping may endure for a night, but baby girl, bro, wipe the tears because joy is coming in the morning. I've come to encourage someone today. Some man, some woman, some boy, some girl that finds themselves trying to navigate this crazy thing called life. And the difficulty and all the uncertainty that comes along with it. I've come to remind you today that we serve a great big God that has not forgotten about you, a God that still loves you, regardless of what you've done, regardless of the mistakes you've made, a God that says, look, you, yes, you, I have plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And so I've come for you today. I've come to let you know that this is not the time to back down. This is not the time to compromise. This is not the time to start trying to be over here and over there. This is not the time to go ahead and give old boy the number. This is not the time to call it quits. This is not the time. The Lord says, I see you. I'm with you. You are not alone. I just need you to faith forward. That's where we are in our text this morning. We see these spies have gone out to view the land that has already been promised to them. Already been promised to them, but many of them bring back a negative report. Many of those who hear the report want to turn back and say, well, I don't know if we can do that, y'all. That was a good trip. We had some, you know, good road trip. We had a good time. We enjoyed the chicken and all that on the way. The Twizzlers was good in the car, but we done. They don't negate that they were, that what they saw in the land was not all they thought it would be. Many bring back the report of the giants that are there. Many of them resolve that, I don't know if we're going to be able to do this. But there are two, Caleb and Joshua, who are saying, look, I hear what you say. I'm not negating the presence of some issues, but I believe that we can do this. Let's go up and take possession. And I've come to let somebody know today that God is saying to you, yes, there are some things going on in the world that are not favorable. Yes, you may get news from time to time that doesn't feel good, but you are well able to move forward and to conquer. Not just move forward, but you are well able, if you are obedient to the Lord, to take dominion and authority. You know why? Because the Lord has already promised it to you. And I don't know about you, I don't want everybody else's stuff. I just want what the Lord has for me. When you say take dominion, Lord, I just want what you put my name on. Anybody in the house today who would say, God, I am crazy enough to believe that even in the midst of my mistakes, even in the midst of my shortcomings, you still have some things that you've reserved just for me. And so I don't want his portion. I don't want her portion. I just want what you promised to. I just want what you said I could have, Lord. And so the question is, how do I take dominion? How do I move forward? How do I walk in the next thing with all the craziness and the chaos that's going on around me and for some of us in me? How do I faith forward? Two quick things, and I'll be out of your way. The first way that you're going to really be able to dominate, the first way that you're really going to be able to operate in the fullness of who God's called you to be, the way that you're going to be able to faith forward, number one is you're going to have to learn, like our old school Walkman, cassette tape recorder, you're going to have to learn how to rewind your mind. Somebody just shout rewind. I encouraged you in the beginning to make sure that you read Numbers chapter 13 in its entirety, because when you go to the beginning of the chapter in verse 2, it talks about how the Lord gives this command to Moses. He says, look, Mo, I need you to tell the people to go and view the land that I promised. It could have been over then. I just want you to go take a look. Homorama style, I just need you to go view what's already yours. And I think that if they would have remembered, those who came back with the unfavorable report, if they had remembered that what they were going to see was already theirs, they may have had a little different response to what they saw. Huh? Because if the Lord has promised that it's my land, then I walk in with a different lens, because this is mine. I don't see the giants as individuals who gonna take me out. I see the giants as mine. Hey, you big, reach up to that tree and get me that big cluster of grapes that I can't get by myself, because you in my land and you are mine. I don't walk in feeling defeated, because what he said is, I want you to go to the land that I've already promised. Somebody shout, it's already mine. But you have to rewind to what you know the Lord has already said. Don't get me wrong, because I know the Lord is always moving, the Lord is always speaking. And when people ask me, they say, Reverend Jay, I'm trying to discern what the Lord is saying right now. And I'm like, that's good, and I want you to discern what he's saying right now. But if you were at a place and you're not quite sure what he's saying right now, my next thing is I ask them, well, what was the last thing you heard him say? What was the last thing, and you were confident that you know he said? We've got to get to a place where we can rewind in our mind. If they could just rewind back to the point that the land was already given to them. The instruction was not to go and see if you could beat the people in the land. It's your land. It was not to go and see what was bad or hard about it, but they go and some quickly forget that it's theirs. Listen. We cannot allow temporary problems to make us forget or forfeit the promises of God. Please, Bridge family, you cannot allow the temporary problems, and look, problems are no respecter of person, but you cannot allow temporary problems to make you forget or forfeit the promises of God for your life. The promises of God are still yes and amen, regardless of how it looks, regardless of whatever anyone says. If the Lord told them the land was theirs, it's theirs. If the Lord told you you're going to graduate, no matter what financial aid say, somehow it's going to come together. You're going to walk across that stage. Somebody going to mail you a degree. Come on, it's going to happen because the Lord says so. See, we so often want to jump over the difficult thing or get to the next thing. But sometimes before you can successfully move to the next thing, it's rewinding in your mind to the last thing that God said that's going to help you dominate. If he said it's yours, it's yours. If God said no weapon, he meant no weapon. If God said he'd supply all your needs according to his riches and glory, he meant all of your needs, your financial needs, your social needs, your emotional needs, your mental health needs, your spiritual needs. God is not like people. God means what he says. And I think so often we unfortunately put God in the same category as people because we get so used to people letting us down. And we get so used to people saying one thing and doing another. And we get so used to people saying they're going to show up, but in the moment we need them, they're not there. And we get so used to people falling short and not coming through. We get so used to calling a prayer partner and the phone goes to voicemail. We get so used to being let down. But the Lord is saying, please don't put me in the same category as people. I mean what I say. God said, I told you I love you. And yes, I saw what you did yesterday, last week. I know what you're planning to do when you leave here. And I still love you. I meant what I said. When I told you that I would never leave you nor forsake you, even though you try to close your Bible up, delete the app, I'm still speaking to you because I promised that I would never leave you nor forsake you. That's why you can't shake it, no matter how hard you try to run, no matter how far you try to go, because the Lord said, I promised you. He's not like people who renege on their promises, like your unfortunate partner in that last game of spades. Oh, maybe y'all don't play spades, but you know, the Lord doesn't renege on his promises. God meant what he said. Come on, tell yourself, God meant what he said. And when he said he would never leave you nor forsake you, when he said that greater is the end of the matter, God meant what he said. It was not situation content. It was not situation sensitive or circumstance contingent. It was not situation sensitive or circumstance contingent. People do stuff when they feel like it. Do y'all have any friends who do stuff when it's convenient for them? Like, you know, I was going to pick you up and give you a ride, but, you know, gas prices are so high now. And so, you know, but if I'm coming around your way, then maybe I'll come by and scoop you up. But, you know, I can't quite go out of my way to get you to take you to the store. People do what's convenient for them, but we serve a God who's saying, look, I gave my life. That wasn't convenient. I was bruised and broken for you. That didn't feel good, but you're that valuable to me. If we're going to faith forward, if we're going to really truly take dominion and authority, we've got to rewind our mind. But not only do we have to rewind our mind so the last thing that God said to the last thing that we know and are confident that God did, but finally we have to use another function. On a Walkman, we're going to have to learn how to pause for a moment. Somebody just shout, pause. Sometimes in order to dominate, it sounds crazy, right? Because I was like, Lord, really? Sometimes in order to truly go forward with power and authority, you got to take a moment to pause where you are. Now, I don't know. Again, I'm not the smartest person. But in the natural, that doesn't seem to make sense. Because in the natural, you would think, I got to keep going. I got to keep moving. I got to do this. And I got to be busy. And I got to check this off my to-do list. Anybody have a to-do list? I got to check this off my to-do list. And then, and I don't know about you, but when I check one thing off, three more things come on the bottom of the list. And you keep wondering, how am I going to get all this done? But the Lord is saying, my ways are not your ways. And my thoughts are not your thoughts. And so your way to get it done is to keep doing stuff. My way to get it done is for you to just pause for a moment. Where is it in the text? I love it because in verse 30, it says, Caleb silenced the people. I didn't make it up. Caleb goes, look, we need to pause for a moment. I know what y'all saw. I saw what y'all saw. But we can do this. So before you quit, before you resolve that you're not good enough, before you resolve that that promise you thought was yours, God has for somebody else, can you just pause? Pause is different than stop. You hit stop when you know it's going to be a minute. Like you might go to sleep and wake up, but you hit pause when you just need to take a quick. And for many of you, in order for you to truly go forward, because what God has for you is so great and so significant, you're going to have to pause for a moment. Don't let anyone make you feel bad or inferior because you intentionally take a moment to receive strength and direction from the Lord. I believe the world in the last 2 years or so will put on a necessary pause. Particularly early in the pandemic. Listen, we've got to learn how to pause. You don't have to take my word for it. All throughout the Bible, even Jesus and the disciples would withdraw from the crowds for a moment to refresh, to refuel, to reevaluate. Some of us need to reevaluate. Maybe the way we were doing things prior to the pandemic are not the same ways we need to do them now. Y'all know I'm practical, so let me maybe put it this way. Even governments and different people understand this. In European countries, in Spain and other places, they have what they call siestas. A siesta consists of an afternoon rest or nap. Typically, most businesses and retailers shut down for 2 to 3 hours. Everything shuts down. Whether you need milk, boo, you're not going to get it during the siesta. If you need some bread, you better make a wrap. Something has to change because everything shuts down. The siesta, get this, does not mean the day is over. It doesn't mean the work is complete. It just means that you need to chill out for a moment. We gonna intentionally give you a break. But once it's over, we expect you to be back and ready. I don't know about you, but I thank God that he gives me pauses throughout life so that when he brings me to the next open door, I'm ready. When he brings the next opportunity, I'm ready. When he does what only he can do, I'm ready. Not because I'm so great, but because I took a moment to intentionally pause and say, Lord, what is your purpose? What is your plan? What is your direction? I can't do it by myself, so give me the wisdom. That's what happens in the pause. Not just are there siestas, but in modern Italy, Italians still have what they call riposos. Next time somebody call you and be like, what you doing? I'm just having a riposo. Aren't you supposed to be doing some work? Yeah, but this riposo is godly right now. It's just a time to take a break. And listen, as children of God, it's not all about what we can do or what we can check off. We must pause to make sure we're doing what God has said, not what we want to do. And you see, it's easy to get inundated with what's going on in the news, but we have to pause to hear what the Lord is saying. And I'm not saying be ignorant to what's going on around us, because we want to be Christians who understand and who know how to pray and be laser focused, but we've also got to pause. You have to pause and say, I will not be overwhelmed. And I will not be overtaken. Someone needs to leave here today. And in your pause, you need to speak to all of your problems. I didn't say talk about your problems. Some of you in your pause need to speak to your problems. You need to tell your problem, look, you're not going to take me out. You're not going to get me off track. I don't know how long you're planning to be around, but I will not be overwhelmed. I will not be overtaken. The fast-talking preacher who came today said that God meant what he said, and I know what he said, and so I'm not going to keep talking about my problem. I'm going to speak to my problem. And if you plan to be around, then you're going to have to go ahead, because I'm moving forward. If you plan to stick around, then you do what you got to do. But I'm going to go up and possess and take everything that God has promised to me. Somebody shout, let's go. We have to get out of this stigma of pausing, of listening, of taking a moment. Simone Biles was all the way in Tokyo when she realized she needed a pause. She said, look, y'all can say what you want, be mad at me, talk about me, but I need a minute. And if you and I are going to run on a little further, you're going to have to pause. And God will give you wisdom, the next step, strategies. The Lord is saying, you can get more accomplished with the word from me that I give you in a pause than you could get running in your own way consistently forever. Pause to seek, not to stop. Because some of y'all are like, whoo, all right, Red, I'm going to the beach. I'm going, no, no, no. I said pause, not stop. When your pastors come looking for you next week and y'all getting ready to have a lunch, don't let them have all this food. And y'all text Lady Ariel talking about, we on a reposo. No, no. No, 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 no. But we're going to be intentional about taking those moments so the Lord can refuel us that we have what we need to take dominion. When you take that time to pause, you go into your next season, you take your next steps with true authority because you are reminded of what the Lord said. As I prepare to go to my seat today, I want to encourage someone and reiterate for you that problems do not negate the promise. Problems, frustrations, negative people, do not negate the promise. An enemy or a foe does not negate, does not cancel out what the Lord has said to you. The pandemic does not negate the promise. The political system does not negate the problem. Yes, the economy is up and down and all around, but it does not negate the promise. Your current situation does not negate the promise. God has a way of making all things work together for your good. And so it's time to faith forward, because greater is the end of the matter. Faith forward, because God is about to take you, those who are ready to go, from glory to glory. Faith forward, because eyes have not seen nor ears heard what the Lord wants to do for those who love and trust him. Faith forward, because God is still working and God is still moving, and God will show himself strong through you and to you. There's too much ahead for you to give up now. And the enemy thought that if he could throw enough on you to make you feel insufficient, to make you feel overwhelmed, to make you feel like you weren't enough, to make you feel like you should have been at place XYZ by now. But I need to let you know today and tell someone that you've got to make up in your mind, nope, I'm going forward. I may not have all the answers, but I'm walking with someone who does. I'm faithing it forward. I'm going forward because now I realize that I can really do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm going forward in this season because God is saying I can't stay right here. There's so many questions that so many of you still have. Lord, when? Lord, how? Lord, why? But the Lord is saying to you and I today, I'll give you a moment to pause, but the Lord is saying today, don't stop, my son. Don't stop, my daughter. Yes, there are giants in the land, but there's also fruit. Why were they so focused on the giants and not as focused on the fruit? There's fruit too. Beyond the difficulty, there are still promises from God. So you got to rewind your mind and pause for a moment. It's going to be a whole other ball game. See, had you went into your promised season without the word from the Lord, without intentional time in his presence, you go in a little timid. Can we be real? You go in like, I think this is it. I'm here for my promise. But when you rewind your mind, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I've given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You walked into that next step like, hey, I'm here. And it's not an arrogance. It's not pride. I'm here because I faith forward. Who are you? You don't have to know my name. He knows my name. What are you doing here? I don't know. He just told me to come. Let's go. Well, you weren't quite what we were expecting. Well, you weren't what I was expecting either, but I'm here now. Let's go. Let's go. Let's faith it forward. I know, I get it. I mean, I'm living in the same world that you're living in. And while I don't walk with you, I know what I see, what I hear, what I've walked through with so many. And listen, as I mentioned earlier, difficulties, hardships, hurt, pain, no respect to a person. But I've come to let you know today, listen, you can dominate this year. Not because of who you are, but because of who's in you and who's with you. That's what's going to make the difference. Pastor Elvis, can I pray? Listen, real quickly. Here, I thank the Lord so much, and I honor again your leaders and am thankful for this invitation. But I've come today for that person who's like, look, the theme is dominate. Lady, look, I'm just trying to make it from day to day. I mean, I know that, yeah, I have authority in the Lord, and I know the same songs you know. I'm walking in authority. But I don't feel like that when I wake up every day. I don't always see that. There's somebody sitting here who's like, yep, that would have been my report too. I would have came back and been like, look, y'all, there's some giants in the land. Are you sure y'all went to the right place? And so today I just want to pray. I want to pray to encourage that heart. I want to pray. Because sometimes we just need that extra oomph. I can't put anything into you, but I believe the Lord will divinely allow people to come to just ignite, to stir what's already there. And I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm asking you to, it's going to take some faith. I'm going to ask all of us to stand first. But then today, if that's you, I'm going to ask you to step out. And if you'll just meet me right here, we're not going to pray real long. But if you'll just come to the altar today and say, look, I just need like a jump start. I just need like a reboot. I know God is good. I know God loves me. But look, I want to go forward, but whew, I want to dominate, but I just got to get from day to day right now. During worship, one of the things that I heard was that some of us can't dominate because we're still trying to figure out who we are in Him, who we are in general. And here's what I heard, and we're going to pray. I heard that the reason why some of us can't dominate, some of us are having a hard time going forward, faithing it forward, because there are competing conversations going on in your mind. Here's what I mean by that. You're hearing, because I know you're getting word and good teaching, so you're hearing what the Lord is saying, and you're reading your words, and you're joining the connect groups, and all that's good, and so you're hearing that. But there's competing conversations going on in your mind. So you're hearing that, but you're also hearing what somebody said 5 years ago, 7 years ago, 12 years ago. And there's competing conversations. And so my assignment today is to let you know. My assignment today is to cancel the other conversation. There's too much ahead for you. And so you hear what I'm saying. Here's what it feels like. It feels like a constant tug. You know what He said, but that's not what you see. You know what He said, but that's not how you feel. And you're like this in the spirit. God, I want to please You, but I just want to pray for you. I just want to pray. And if you will, if you'll just lift your hands to the Lord, it's just you and Him, you and Him. Gracious God, in the name of Jesus, these Your sons and Your daughters who've stepped out in faith today saying, it doesn't matter how anybody looks at me, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks, but who've come to this altar today to say, I'm tired of the competing conversations that are going on in my mind. Today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that You would arrest every thought that is not like You in the name of Jesus. Every voice that is saying that we're not good enough or you can go forward, but it's going to be the same as it was last time. We cast down every imagination and every thought that would exalt itself against the knowledge of the Most High God. And I pray in the name of Jesus that Your voice would be louder than any contrary voice in the name of Jesus. God, while there have been hurtful experiences, we don't deny that. But we choose to walk in Your healing. We choose to walk in Your wholeness. We choose to take You at Your word. And so, Lord God, I speak to the minds that are being tormented, and I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that Your children will see who they are and who You've made them to be. No longer will they second guess. No longer will they believe the lies of the enemy. No longer. No longer. No longer. Lord, I pray that You would do something that only You can do. Lord God, and even as hands are lifted, hands are on heads right now, no more confusion in the name of Jesus. Silence the voice of the enemy in the name of Jesus. For that one who's saying, God, I want to do what You want me to do, I just don't know what that is, give clarity in the name of Jesus. Clarity of thought, clarity of mind, and strength that only comes from You. I hear You. God, I want to do what You want me to do. Just show me. Just make it plain. Make it plain. I'm agreeing with You. Make it plain in the name of Jesus. And we thank You that as we end this prayer, we're not going back to our seats. We're not logging off like it's the same old thing, but we're going forward in faith, believing that You are gone before us. Listen, the Lord has gone before you. He's placed the right people. place, the right opportunities. Everything that you need is forward, and that's why you've got to go forward. So we thank you and we count it done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, can you just bless God and thank him right where you are? We're faithing it forward. It's not what I see. It's what I believe. It's not what they say. It's what he said. And so we bless you now in Jesus' name. Amen.